That was the Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic under the direction of Herbert von Karajan. Please stay tuned for the Stardate and for Eric Crawley, who'll be with you with some surprises. And I'll be with you in 3 weeks. Here is, you're listening to WUSB. Stony Brook 90.1 on your FM stereo dial. Thank you for listening and see you in 3 weeks.
Stardate January 13th. If you're up late tonight, you can see the moon near a bright star, one generally associated with late winter or early spring. That's Regulus in the constellation Leo, now up late at night, rising earlier every evening. The constellation Leo represents a lion, the legendary king of beasts, and the name Regulus means little king. Regulus is also known as Corleonus, the lion's heart. The rest of the constellation Leo does look something like a lion. The stars outlining the lion's head are sometimes called the sickle. The sickle in Leo is shaped like a backwards question mark, with Regulus sparkling at the bottom tip of the question mark. Of the several thousand stars visible to the naked eye, Regulus is the 21st brightest. It's a 5 solar mass star, meaning that its mass is 5 times greater than that of our sun. The more massive the star, the hotter its core. The lifespan of Regulus will be much shorter than our sun's because its hotter core burns more quickly. Stars the size of Regulus usually die in spectacular supernova explosions. Regulus lies about 1/2 degree from the ecliptic, the apparent path of our sun across the sky. Due to this position, the moon occasionally passes in front of Regulus, occulting it from our point of view. But tonight you can see the lion's heart burning beside the moon, as both move together across the sky. This is Stardate. We'd like to send you a copy of our Stardate magazine. If you want to receive one, you'll have to send your name, your address, and $1 to cover postage and handling to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, Texas. Our zip code is 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan takes you all the way back to a long-forgotten period to explore the lost realms of a slow and indiscriminate culture, sauntering through the last phases of the American Dream era. Brought to you in authentic 1970s stereophonic format, you will relive or experience for the first time the past as it actually happens, through music, commercials,
Möchten Sie
news
etwas
reports,
zu trinken haben?
Contests, phone calls, and most importantly, Dick Vaughan's Moribund Music of
Dies
the 70s.
Viel besser.
Nebulous. Oblique.
All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, dozens and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture.
Listen.
Execute a perfect cut. This is brain damage.
Just hold on a second.
Execute a perfect cut.
I will not agree to another debate.
Dream.
got something in common.
Oh, they wouldn't have.
By Buddha, is there
all using short jingles.
There's nothing wrong with short jingles, but God's sake, they make for a better format flow than
we agree. There are a lot of good reasons for short ideas. There's no reason they should make you sound the same as everybody else.
Same as everybody else.
What they are. Is marvelous pirates and great presenters of other people.
Well, I'm not afraid to another debate.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, they look good.
Yes,
in spite of the more ridiculous excesses.
That's different.
We're talking about selling records. We're not talking about, you know, bringing in people for nostalgia purposes here.
And it's not our new intro. No, it's not that. It's a new album by Negative Land. Actually, only part of that was new album by Negative Land. The rest of it was us messing around here at the station. Negative Land's, well, the new album is called Help Is Stupid, but there's this whole big story all throughout it, and it's a lot of fun. Maybe we'll talk about it a bit later. Well, good evening to everybody.
And I will not agree to another debate.
What is he doing here?
The answer is
get him
no.
out of here.
I am not going to have
okay.
any more.
There's something wrong with this. It won't stop. Our George Bush machine will not shut up. It just keeps coming on every now and then, and we can't seem to stop it, so I guess we're going to have to live with it for a while. Maybe that's symbolic of something that's going on. Anyway, this is Brain Damage. I'm back after whatever it's been, 3 weeks or something like that. I've been in Florida. I've been to hell. I've been everywhere. And I'll tell you a bit about that. We've got a new Big Audio Dynamite song. Yes, I always open up the show with new Big Audio Dynamite songs. Actually, it's not a new one, but it's a new one for me. It's one I just got a hold of. With special thanks to Rob Franza for getting this into my hands. Trouble is, it's on cassette, and since the cassette machine in here is being used, I have to use the cassette machine in the other studio, which is a mile down the hall. So, it's a very simple thing of pressing the button so that the music comes off. Now, I could just walk away from the microphone now, walk down the hall, press the button, but then you'd hear about, 15 seconds of silence, and that's no good. So, I have to figure out something to put on the air for about 5 or 10 seconds while I walk down the hall to press the button. What can we do here? How about a promo of some sort? Here's something. Poet's Eye promo. Okay. It's got a slow fade as an outro. That'll be perfect for our purposes. So, I'm going to put that in this little slot here and punch this up there, and we'll be all set to go. Anyway, we'll be taking phone calls in a little bit at 632-6901. We're also going to be hearing a hilarious, I think it's hilarious anyway, New Year's greeting from Radio Moscow. This, if you're used to Radio Moscow being kind of cut and dry, well, this is not the case at all. This is sort of like the McKenzie brothers off Second City, believe it or not, off Radio Moscow. So I don't quite know how we got a hold of something like this or how they produced something like this, but we did. We most certainly did. Anyway, again, we'll be taking phone calls, 632-6901. We can talk about anything. I mean, a lot's happened since I've been here last. Panama and Romania and Stony Brook, of course. The major changes going on around here, it makes you wonder. And it's 1992. Yeah, that's right. This is my first show of the 1990s. And we are the first station of the 1990s. So we're all set to plow into this decade without looking back. Hopefully you are too. Give us a call. We'll be taking those calls in a few minutes. Now I'm going to hear the new exciting Poet's Eye promo as I walk into the other studio and press the button to bring you the brand new Big Audio Dynamite song. And then we'll probably come back and banter a bit more, hear the New Year's greeting from Radio Moscow, take your phone calls, whatever. We can do whatever we want here. 632-6901, Brain Damage.
Hi, this is Sue Kane, your host for The Poet's Eye. We come to you every Saturday evening from 6:30 until 7 p.m. We bring you old poems, new poems, young poets, old poets, and news of poetry events here and around the tri-state area. So tune into The Poet's Eye, Saturdays at 6:30, to be tuned into the whole poetry scene on Long Island.
And this is Eric. I'm in the other studio now. I just wanted to make sure everything is working fine. We are going to hear, I neglected to mention the name of the song we're going to hear. It's called Contact. Well, that's on the album, but this is a remix version. So if you are collecting these things, as I am, you'll want to hit play and record on your machines now so that you can get this rare, incredible version of this remix of this song. So without any further ado...
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if... Turn that down. Why do I still hear it? Well, because it's coming through the walls, of course. It's in the other studio. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. If that sounded kind of muddy to you, I don't know why. It sounded better in my car. I don't know why it sounds lousy here, but that's something we'll try to work on later on. There's another song I want to play, but perhaps we'll get to that in a little bit. This is off a cassette called Rare and Bad, November 1989, and we heard the 12-inch remix of Contact. Even though it's on a cassette, it's a 12-inch somehow. I don't understand it. Never commercially available in the United States, but you heard it here on WUSB, and that's just all there is to it. Our phone number is 632-6901. I want to get to the New Year's greetings. Maybe we'll get some phone calls. If we get some phone calls, we'll see if anyone's out there. Weather. Of course, the weather is on everybody's minds. It's kind of cold outside right now. I can attest to that. -4 Celsius, and that's 25 on the Fahrenheit scale. Everybody thinks they know the Celsius to Fahrenheit conversions off the top of their head. I like to test them because I've got a chart here, and you can memorize it, but it's not easy. It's not easy, and there's also some sort of equation that you have to know in order to be able to do it, or else just memorize every single last number. Let's see. That, incidentally, was a way of stalling so that I could find the weather forecast, which I have found. Actually, I found two of them, and which one is outdated? Let's see. This one is... Okay, this is less outdated. Clear and cold tonight with diminishing winds, lows 15 to 20. It's my kind of weather. Sunday, mostly sunny, continued cold, high 30 to 35. Outlook for Monday, mostly cloudy with near seasonable temperatures. I'm still waiting for the first big blizzard, which I almost saw when I went down to Florida. When I went down to Florida, went to Miami Beach, first day I got there, 32 degrees. Everybody's mad at me, thinking I'm responsible for it somehow, because, I like this kind of weather. And here I am, fresh out of New York, and I bring the cold weather with me. I leave the place, it's a disaster area, officially, according to, the state and everything. It's been declared a disaster area, all the oranges are dead, and... Everybody's walking around in these amazingly heavy coats because the temperature has gone into the 40s. I'll tell you, those people in Florida, they're wimps. They don't know what winter is. I mean, we don't even know what winter is. I mean, you go up to Buffalo or Montreal or even Baffin Island or something, and they know what winter is. Go to Moscow, they know what winter is. But I don't know. What do we get here? We don't get anything. We just get, a couple of cold days, but I want more than that, I want a period of sustained frost and a white coating over the ground for months. That's what I want. Anyway, okay, I can see I'm talking about something controversial because the phone line's lighting up. We're going to get to the Radio Moscow thing. Let's first see who's out there. Good evening.
Hey, Eric Hoy.
Yeah?
It's David, Andrew Goldberger's friend.
David, Andrew Goldberger's friend. You've got a strange name, but I won't hold that against you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
My first time on the air here. I've been trying so long.
Is this really the first time you've ever been on the air?
Well, no, I've been on when I was at your studio, but not on over the phone, I mean.
That's right. You never have gotten through over the phone.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I was beginning to wonder if maybe your voice doesn't transmit over the phone line somehow.
So how are you?
I'm good. I'm keeping very busy. For some reason, I seem to have gotten into a night schedule. You're too young to experience something like that, but... I get up late and I do all this work and suddenly I realize it's after midnight, everybody's like going to sleep and there's nobody to talk to and I just keep like doing things with computers and before I know it, it's 6 a.m. and everybody's starting to get up again and I'm tired and it's a cycle that's very hard to break, and so if I sound weird, it's probably because of that.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure you are very tired.
Yeah, I am.
I just wanted to tell you, I was also down in Florida I got down the 20th, I came home the 3rd.
Oh, really? Well, that covers the whole period I was down there for.
Oh, yeah, and it was cold for a couple of days, but then, sort of warming up to about 80 it got.
I left before it hit 80, but it was in the high 70s when I was there.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I love it down there.
It's good to go someplace where it's suddenly different. You go there and it's radically, although when I got there it wasn't radically different, but to go outside and actually be warm in the middle of winter, it's unusual.
It is.
And I wouldn't want to live there all the time because I imagine after a while the uniqueness of it wears off and it's just like everything is the same all the time.
Yeah, that is true. It is. It's very hot down there. I've been in down there in August, and it's unbearable.
Uh-huh.
Can't take it. Every time you go out for a minute, you start to sweat. You got to go back in the air conditioning.
Yeah. You know? That's just it. I can't stand air conditioning.
Oh, really?
On subways, I guess it's okay, but I don't know. I don't have it in my house. I don't have it in my car. It's, you know, I think if you can't deal with the real temperature, then, you know, you're sort of escaping from reality too much.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's my opinion. I don't know if it's...
No, that's true. I agree. I love air conditioning a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing to like, occasionally walk into, you know, but... Yeah. Like, you know, I go into a McDonald's or something, you know, in the middle of a sweltering day, just to, like, you know, feel the coolness. You know, I want to go back outside. I don't want to stay in something like that all day long. I don't want to sleep in that kind of condition.
Yeah, that's true. I heard it also gives bad allergies, you know. It bothers your allergies, to put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case with me. Although I'm allergic to something, I just don't know what it is. It's probably somebody I know. But anyway, so hey, are you going to help us again for the Radiothon this year?
Kate, I am so anxious. Me and Andrew. You know, we're really anxious for it.
Well, we're getting our new transmitter. Our new transmitter will be up probably by the end of this month, and we'll promote the hell out of that over the air, so you can keep listening to the radio station.
Uh-huh.
And
I can't wait. I'll tell you.
Yeah, but we still need to raise money, and we'll be doing that in April, early April this year. So spread the word. Spread the word. USB is going to get bigger and mightier and more powerful and scary and all that kind of thing. So. You know, for people like you.
I can't, I'll tell you, me and Andrew are really anxious. When is it, April?
I don't have the exact dates, but it's in the beginning of April.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll be down there, definitely.
Okay.
How about this Noriega thing, huh?
Hey, I must admit, I'm very surprised that he made it to this country alive. I never thought that would be the case. I still don't think he's ever going to make it to a trial.
I hope they fry him. I'm telling you, they should.
You hope they what?
They fry him.
They what?
They electrocute them.
Do you really think they're going to do that?
I wish they would. I doubt it, though. It's all law and order, you know. They can't go. They have to go by the rules, I agree.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think we went by the rules by going down there into another country to get somebody like that?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Do you think we played by the rules to go into another country like that and invade them to get this one guy?
I think it was a good idea because it wasn't right what he did in Miami. You know, it's not right to all the soldiers that he killed. You know, he should be penalized in some way, I'd say.
Uh-huh, but...
Killing people with his drugs, I mean...
Yeah, but did he just kill Americans with his drugs? Or did he kill people, you know, from all over the world? I mean, do we have the right to just, you know, if somebody like in the Soviet Union is, you know... selling drugs, does that mean we can invade the country just to get that one person? You know?
I see what you mean.
Well, my question is, why don't we just make Panama a state? I mean, why not?
One of our states, yeah. Well, we're trying to control their government. I don't know if we have yet.
I don't see a clear-cut difference between Panama and another state. I really don't. Not the way we're treating it. And if we're going to treat it like a state, let's make it a state, okay? We can figure out a way to put that extra star in the flag.
That's true, yeah. They I heard they just want to make it even, you know, they just want to keep it at 50, you know?
Yeah, so maybe we can get, like, 5 at once or something like that, you know, go for 55.
Yeah, Puerto Rico, you know, some of the islands down there, they should.
Puerto Rico, Grenada, what the heck, Cuba, throw them in.
Cuba.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, you know, I have a lot of trouble with this whole Panama thing. In fact, I'm going to read something later on by one Jesse Jackson, who I'm sure you've heard of, who wrote a piece in the paper that I thought was right on the money. I really did.
All right. I just wanted to say, Andrew has a message for Noriega. We'll put on right now, right? Do you mind?
Yeah, if it's clean, let's...
Good words. No, it's not. Hold on.
All right. That's still my tape playing in the other room.
I hear it.
Is this the toilet flushing hour again? Okay, I'll forward that message to him. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye, Eric.
Bye. 632-6901, the only station where we flush toilets in Noriega's general direction. But, you know, I'd like to flush toilets in a lot of people's directions. You know, I'm no fan of Noriega, that's for damn sure, but... I don't know. I think we've opened something that we're going to find very hard to close, you know? I mean, 26,000 people to get that one guy, and it took how long? And we're not out yet, are we? 632-6901. Good evening.
What's happening?
I don't know. You have to ask somebody else. I'm inside a locked studio.
How you doing there, man?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, we're having a cool time here. It's cool.
Yeah? What kind of cool things...
Right on.
What kind of cool things are going on?
It's cool. We're not transvestites. We're having a party and we're switching clothes and it's cool. You know how, like, in our social environment it's not accepted, you know?
Right, of course. Well, most things aren't accepted in our society. You know that.
I'm wearing a skirt and it's cool.
Well, if you're standing outside, I'll bet it's very cool.
Damn right.
Boy.
Definitely, you know.
Well, you know, I think more guys should wear skirts because it gives you a feeling of, well, what, you know.
Yeah, we all agree that.
See how the other half lives.
Everybody at the party never did it before, and they think it's cool.
How come
the social environment doesn't accept it, you know?
How come girls and women and ladies and all that can wear pants?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. They wear pants, and I protested at work. I said, you know, it's like they can wear short skirts to work when it's hot, and, you know, it's like you can't wear a skirt, men can't wear shorts, you know.
I imagine if we could wear, you know, full-fledged gowns and everything like that, you'd see some pretty amazing people walking around.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah,
it'd be cool, you know. You know, it's like this. You know, we're settling down at the home.
Uh huh.
And it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you need to find another word for it, but yeah, it's. I mean, it's cool, but it's other things as well.
Yeah, it's just like oop up a do. How do y'all do?
Where are you calling from, out of curiosity?
Setauket,
eh?
Mm-hmm. Should we come down?
Down?
Well, are you flying high?
Yeah, no, not at all, really.
Well, then I guess you're already down, aren't you?
Yeah, we're already here. We're thinking about driving down right now.
Driving down where?
Just hanging out in the studio in our skirts.
Well, I mean, that's fine with me. I have no objection to people hanging out in skirts in studios.
Yeah. It's cool, right?
Hey. No,
so should we?
Nothing could be cooler in my eyes.
Yeah.
Cool, you got the idea. Cool.
All right. Here's the girl's opinion. She's a sap, but here you go.
Okay.
I'm not a sap.
You're not a sap?
No.
Then what are you?
I'm a girl.
Oh, she's a hoe.
I'm a girl with an opinion about guys in skirts. Because they're all wearing my skirts.
Oh, it's your skirt? I was about to ask, where are they getting the skirts?
No, they're all wearing my skirts, my underwear.
Is that so?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's here and I'm in a skirt.
Hmm.
Yeah, his girlfriend's here, she's my sister.
Well, listen, if you guys come down, bring some skirts with you.
Do you want a skirt?
Extra large.
What size skirt do you want?
Well, you see, this is a tough question. I've never tried one on before. But I imagine, you know, whatever extra large is, you know.
Like it.
If we can, like, get everybody in Suffolk County to start wearing skirts all of a sudden, then I'll bet they'll start paying
attention to us. And we're into hardcore, too, so we're not that queer.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, a bunch of skinheads.
No, we hate, no, we don't.
No, I know, just people with shaved pubic areas. No, I'm sorry, can I say that on the radio?
That's me.
Well, you've
That's
done it,
me.
So.
I'm really sorry, I... FCC, oh no.
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing obscene about either one of those words. It's just this whole conversation might be classified as obscene, but that's something else.
No, it's just, we just wanted to get our ideas over the air.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Now, so...
We just wanted to know what everybody else on Long Island thought about guys in skirts. I mean, normal heterosexual men...
Uh-huh, which is what this society is predominantly made up of, right?
Yeah, I mean, if the Chili Peppers can wear socks on their... Never mind. during the shows, why can't guys wear skirts?
That's two questions, then. Why don't we make Panama a state, and why can't guys wear skirts?
Yeah.
Those are two questions.
Yes, but I wore socks on my, you know...
Yeah, okay.
When I was five.
When you were five, huh?
Yeah, but they didn't fit.
I'll bet they didn't. Well, you know, you're raising some very interesting points, things we really must pursue.
My friend Dan,
uh-huh.
he wears Dan Morgan, he wears pantyhose on. At crackdowns and token entry, all that written on him is horrible.
I find it interesting that you mentioned both of his names.
What?
I find it interesting that you mentioned both of his names.
No, that's not his name. No, that's his nickname.
Oh, okay. Well, what else do you have planned for tonight?
For tonight? Well, we finished a case.
Okay, you finished a case. That's you're well on the way somewhere. I don't know where. What else? Well, I mean, what's in the future?
The future?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow... Well, next week we're going to see, you know, we're going to see that show, Faith No More and stuff.
Uh-huh.
In Soundgarden.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're going to that.
Anything you want to give away?
Shows are really cool, but one thing we were talking about tonight.
Yeah.
We were thinking about, you know, like, you know how people We were wondering how people would feel if we wore skirts to shows.
Well, I think there's no better way to find out than just do it. And, you know, you can quiz the average person as you walk by them. And I'm sure you'll find out very quickly what the feeling is.
Do you think it would be bad?
I don't think anything is bad if you're doing something you want to do and you're not hurting anybody else. That's my personal opinion. Of course, that makes me a communist or something, but that's just the way I feel.
My friend here, he's visiting California.
Yeah.
And, like, he's worried about when he goes back, if he wears a skirt, that people are going to make a pass on him, but he's not queer.
70%.
Or he's not home, you know what I mean.
Well, then I think he'll be able to handle himself, won't he?
He'll be able to handle himself right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Melvin, right? Right? Your nickname?
I mean, those, you know, roving homosexual gangs are a thing of the past, right? I mean, it doesn't...
Well, not completely, though.
Well, I mean, I don't know what part of the world you're referring to, but I don't think that's a problem. It's paranoia, you know? We all got to get out of this paranoia.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. What, Dan? What? Anyway, I don't know. What kind of food do you think we should eat now, though?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you want to change that, too, huh?
No, I'm just wondering. Like right now, because we're hungry.
Uh-huh. Oh, right now.
We ate burgers, but they cost... What?
This is what you got to do, okay?
What?
You with me? You all got to go to one of those 24-hour supermarkets.
Yeah.
Dressed up however you want to dress up and just, like, corral through all of the aisles.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, that's not a bad idea. That's always what I do when I'm in the state you're in. And you go with a pack of people and you just sort of wander around and you find pieces of food that you would never think of buying and you get those and then you, like, you know, you get all this stuff, you bring it home, and then you have fun. Even more fun. But make sure you stay in the supermarket at least a couple hours.
Oh, yes, you usually do, right?
Yeah, yeah. And at this time of night, you know, it's you can have lots of fun.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Somehow turn off the lights in Mrs. Moss and walk around with flashlights.
Okay. Well, there's people having fun around here. It's good to know.
Are you having fun?
Well, I guess.
It's working.
I guess I'm having fun. I mean,
this
I don't
is
know.
All truth.
Talking into a microphone somewhere, I'm having fun.
Should we tell you what each person is wearing?
Well, there's a whole chain of people waiting to be on the radio here. I don't want to get them angry.
They're boring.
How many people? Just tell me how many people are there.
How many people are here?
Yeah.
One, two, well, three, four people in actual skirts.
Uh huh.
Not counting the girls.
Uh huh.
Three girls.
Uh huh.
They're all normal girls.
Normal. What's your definition of normal?
Well, normal.
They live suburban lives.
What's normal?
Lives.
You tell me what's normal.
Well, no. I don't mean normal. That was terrible.
That's a horrible
it?
Word.
I'm sorry.
That's a fascist word.
Yeah, that is, huh?
It is.
I know.
I mean, you know, normal. What's normal? I know people from all different walks of life.
I didn't mean normal.
And customs and things.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's normal, you know. Well, actually...
I'm sorry.
Who was it? Who was it who said, let's all act abnormal? Let's all, he said it better than I can. Let's all act abnormal and be like ourselves.
Is he Leary?
Maybe, I don't know. I was one of those guys.
All right, well, I was just trying to tell you. Here comes Mal. I mean, his nickname Mal. Yo, it's just like, you gotta release yourself, you know? You gotta be cool and feel free, you know? It's like, if you don't, it's just like in a social environment, we're restricted, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, we can't express ourselves. It's like we're grown up to be taught a certain way and dress a certain way and everything. But, you know, wearing a skirt, it's, like, comfortable, and it's just because you're a man, you can't wear it, and it's not cool.
In the words of Aristotle,
Express yourself. Yeah, release yourself, in the word of Grand Central Station, Parliament Funkadelic, you know?
Sorry, that was Chairman Mao. Yeah, well, a lot of people have said it, and they
well,
mean
be cool,
it.
You know?
Be cool, right, be yourself. You know, I think a lot of people should walk around with all different kinds of hairstyles and clothing and ways of talking and, you know, that kind of thing.
This is one of the normal girls.
Yeah.
And I say if girls can wear guys' clothes, which most of them do, that guys should be able to wear skirts and be comfortable like we are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now let me ask the guys something as a rule. Are they comfortable?
Are you comfortable?
I am more comfortable than I've ever been in my life. I'm more comfortable than a bowl of jelly mixed with smelly.
Interesting. So, I mean, you really mean that. You really mean that you're comfortable wearing a skirt.
Comfortable.
So how many males out there have worn skirts? I don't know. Probably not all that many. And if a male tonight listening to this said, well, I'd like to try it, how is he going to try it? He's either going to have to raid somebody's closet and...
Oh, just hang out with his friends. You'll wear skirts one night.
Yeah, hang out with your friends and say, hey, let's wear skirts. Tell me how long they're going to hang out with you if you say that.
Well, Well, if you're true friends, you shouldn't deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just ask this. How did it come up? Who brought this up?
Oh, I started taking off my clothes.
No, I went upstairs. Wait, give me the phone.
Don't act like a jock. No, not a jock. No, it sucks.
Come on.
Like, I had boxes on. I'm just like, everyone takes off their clothes, you know?
Uh-huh.
So she said, does anyone want any clothes? I'm going upstairs. So I was like, yeah, sure. Give me a pair of pantyhose and a skirt. So we were like, but we didn't put on pantyhose. You know, just regular skirts. And we're comfortable.
You guys got a camera?
A camera? We were going to take...
Take pictures. Take pictures, because this is a night you'll want to look back on with your grandkids someday.
No.
Why not?
No, we're not going to send them pictures.
No, I mean, if you really are into what you're doing, you should you know, share it with people, I think.
Share it?
Sure, why not? I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Anyway.
I don't think the 50 people that are jamming on switchboards right now think you're doing anything wrong. I don't think the crowd that's gathered outside thinks you're doing anything wrong.
Hello?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
All right, he might think you're doing something wrong.
I was just wondering. I'm a girl, and I wouldn't mind dating a guy that would wear a skirt every once in a while in public.
Well, it's an important question to ask. You should ask that on the first date. You know, would you wear a skirt for me?
Yourself? No, it's not some sexual perversion or something.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I wouldn't mind, like, going out dressed as a guy with a girl dressed as a girl, with a guy dressed as a girl.
Well, you know, if we tear down all these barriers, then I think we'd have a lot less problems, you know? Like, Having women in the military, okay, that's one of the things that came up out of this Panama thing. It's like, what do you mean? Women are actually fighting? Oh, this is horrible. This is brutal. This is barbaric. Right. That's the whole point. It's barbaric. And maybe if we see, you know, women doing the same thing that men do and realizing that it's not this big macho thing but a human thing, we'll start having less conflicts like that.
Yeah, well, we were just handed a camera by a higher official, father figure type man.
Say that again?
Father figure.
What about a father figure?
He just handed me a camera.
Ah.
No, he's not wearing a skirt.
Wait, are you saying your parents are there too?
My father's home.
Ah, ha, ha. What's he wearing?
He's wearing a sweatshirt and jeans.
Well, that's very experimental, I guess, but...
No, we're in the subterranean home.
Uh-huh.
We're in the basement. He's upstairs watching television or something.
Does he have any idea what's going on?
Well, we've got the radio on really loud, so I'm sure he can hear it. That's why he brought down the camera. My boxer.
Oh, you mean you don't think he just brought down a camera on a whim?
No, I think he knows what's going on by now.
Okay, well...
No, he's a liberal guy. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah, but it's more than just liberal and conservative and Democrat, Republican, and all that kind of thing. It's just, you know, be yourselves and have fun.
No, this isn't political. He's just like, he's a cool dude.
Well, that's nice. It's nice when a kid can say of her parent that he's a cool dude.
Oh, I love my dad.
Well, that's nice, too.
Yeah, no. No, so we're going to take pictures.
Okay, well, look, you take pictures, I'm going to take calls. I would like to get updates from you, though.
All right, but just ask everybody to tell us what they feel.
What they feel, how they feel, yes.
Yeah, we all want to know what everybody else in the world thinks about guys wearing skirts.
Okay, and, you know, other experimental things, too.
Yeah, and Panama and everything like that.
Sure.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for calling, and have lots of fun.
You too.
All right.
See ya! Bye.
See ya. Oh, boy, well, there's one house where crazy things are happening tonight. It's always nice to know that. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Christina?
Is this who?
Christina.
Uh-huh. Do I sound like Christina?
No, this is.
Oh, I thought you were asking if I was Christina. Oh, hi, Christina. How are you?
Do you remember me?
Refresh my memory.
Steve's show, Christina and I.
Oh, you're the one that we went, like, looking for soda with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you.
Hi.
Hi. How come you're not at that crazy party?
I don't know who they are.
Well, that's no excuse. So what's up with you?
Nothing, but, I don't think there's anything wrong with them wearing skirts if they want to, but they shouldn't be ashamed to take pictures or go out in public if that's...
Right, well, of course, going out in public is always a bit hard, but I don't think that, you know, once people start doing something like that, big deal, you know?
For advice, they're talking about going to the Faith No More and Soundgarden show wearing them.
Uh-huh.
If they plan on slamming, don't wear skirts. It's so uncomfortable.
It is. Why? I mean, they say they're more comfortable than they've ever been before.
In a pit wearing a skirt and sweaty, and if you're wearing stockings, then you have to pull them up all the time, and it turns around. And
which do you prefer wearing?
Shorts.
Shorts.
Uh huh.
How about in winter though?
Shorts.
You walk outside with shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
I hate the winter too. I can't wait till it's over.
Oh, why do you hate the winter? The winter is great. It's a natural part of the year.
I hate the cold. I think snow should be banned.
Oh, come on. Oh. Well, look, if you know, soon with the greenhouse effect, we may never see snow again.
Well, no, I don't want to see snow again, but that's not a good way to end it.
Yeah. No.
But and another thing with the skirts.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, so many people are going to make fun of them, but that's just because they're macho and insecure themselves. But I think first people have to stop making fun of it. Not first, but people make fun of people for being themselves, and it's just ridiculous. If you look a certain way, and I think that has to stop.
Uh huh. Yeah, a lot is based on looks. And dress is simply another way of judging somebody in that light.
Ridiculous, though.
So do you think they should wear skirts and dresses to this concert?
Sure, if they want to.
Okay.
Along with it.
Well, when is this concert? I'm going to make plans to be there.
What?
When is this concert and where?
I think Sundance, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not sure myself. But do you know when the next Stony Brook concert is?
You know, I don't, and there's no sign up here telling me when a new concert will be. I don't know. There's no way I can answer that question right now. The whole campus is deserted.
I finally got my boots.
You got your boots?
Finally.
Uh-huh. Did I talk to you about your boots before?
Probably.
Ah.
We always whine about it.
Okay.
Boots.
High heel boots?
No.
Well, what kind of boots, then?
Like combat boots.
Oh, combat boots to kick people with.
Boy, and kick them in the head.
Uh-huh. To show you really care.
No, I'm not a violent person, really.
Who said anything about violence?
I can't be.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all can be violent, though. It just takes something to bring it out in us. But it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, we got to live our lives so that we don't bring that part of us out.
So how are you?
Oh.
How's he been?
I'm placid. You know, getting through the days.
Yeah, great adjective.
Yeah, you know, it's, how am I? It's, that's one that's always hard to answer.
Yep, and just fine doesn't cover it.
Fine. No, fine, that's a weird word, you know? There's a lot you can say with the word fine. And.
But you're not sad and you don't know why, right?
I'm not bad and I'm not what?
You're not sad and you don't know why, right?
Sad and I don't know why. No, I'm definitely not sad and I don't know why.
What's going around?
Is there, like, depression going around?
Yeah, but no one knows why.
Yeah, well, I stay away from the malls, you know? That's where the depression, like,
is
catching.
I hate them all.
Oh, I hate them all, too, with a passion.
Them all.
Yeah.
Certain people must die. I want them dead.
Well,
so many people.
And you call yourself nonviolent.
I wouldn't go out and kill them myself.
Oh, that makes you nonviolent then. You just say, oh, guys up in the front line, you do it for me, right?
Well, I wouldn't exactly want most of them dead, just to move away so I'd never have to see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the people who make fun of me.
Are there an awful lot of people that make fun of you?
There's so many people. No one in my school likes me. I'm a misfit. I'm all alone.
Why does no one in your school like you?
Because everyone's judgmental and they think I'm a freak.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't go to a school filled with fascists, do you?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I have no friends whatsoever. None.
No friends?
In school.
You should go to this party. That's what I have to say. I think you'll make lots of friends there.
I sit in every class. I talk to myself. It's ridiculous.
Well, there you go. At least you have somebody to talk to. I wasn't that lucky. I mean, I wouldn't even listen to what I was saying, so...
And try to talk to the walls, but they're not very good conversationalists most of the time.
No, they get better when you get to college, but they're no good in the school you're in. Yeah, they built them out of something different here. I don't know what.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And once I swear the walls were talking back to me, but that was a strange night.
Well, they do every now and then. They don't say much. Just short answers.
So anything else on your mind?
Yes.
What?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
But there's plenty.
Okay. Well, how are you spending your Saturday?
I'm at Christine's.
Okay.
And we did nothing all day.
Okay.
And
you're doing nothing tonight?
Right.
And what do you have planned for tomorrow?
I don't know. Usually don't make plans in advance. Probably be at the campus.
At the what?
At the campus.
Wait, what? I'm missing that last word.
We'll probably be at the campus.
Campus? Oh, that's the word. Okay. What's going on campus? It's deserted.
Baiting.
What?
Baiting.
Baiting?
Baiting.
Beating?
Skating.
Skating. Okay. There's like something wrong with this phone. I'm like losing vowels somewhere. Skating. Where do you skate?
Burt Walls. Union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get hassled for that?
Yeah.
Why do people, you know, in authority hassle skaters so much? I can never figure that out.
They're such a menace to society. They could chip the curves and then someone wearing high heels could trip.
It's like this thing that some people have against, you know, people skating on, oh, we got to stop that. That's a menace to society.
But the thing is, it's not us that skate. It's our friends. We can't.
Why can't you? Because you're wearing your high-heeled boots?
I don't wear high heels.
Well, then why can't you skate?
Because I get on and I fall. It's just not meant to be.
Then you got
to
get right back on.
I have.
Okay, good. So you fall down a lot. That's an important skill. You got to learn how to fall.
No, nah, it's just not meant to be.
So how many of you go skating?
It varies.
Yeah? Are there lots of different skating groups on campus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, all from all over. Like there's the Riverhead team.
Team?
Oh, the Ronkonkoma Posse.
Well, is there something special about Stony Brook that attracts skaters?
It's just a good place to skate, because there isn't really many places to. So.
Well, what do you look for in a good place to skate?
Oh, the vert walls are good, because they do those, I don't know, I don't skate, I don't know the terms.
Yeah.
The terminology, but they do their tricks and stuff up the walls and.
Well, I'd like to hear from some skaters and find out what the problems are, because I hear this from a lot of people, that they just get harassed so much.
And you know what?
Not just on campus, everywhere.
Public safety doesn't believe that the board is just one big nail file, and the reason there's wheels is because you don't want to break nail carrying it. They don't go for that one.
Well, you know, you got to hand it to them.
It's a good nail file.
They know all the tricks. Oh.
And another thing?
Well, wait a minute. I mean, do they stop you from walking through campus with a skateboard in your hand?
Yeah, they'll stop you.
Well, what do they do to you?
So, what do you intend to do with that?
Hit you over the head with it if you don't leave me alone.
Get kicked out of the mall for carrying a board. Not using it in the mall, but carrying it.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not many people are going to skate inside a mall, right?
Well.
I don't think so. I mean, that could be kind of scary, I guess, but.
Walking through holding it.
That's stupid. That's a violation. You should complain about that.
It doesn't work.
See, nobody listens to kids. That's the problem.
I agree.
That's why you got to be loud and obnoxious.
But I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
By any chance, do you remember what I look like?
Well, I know you as one of two people, okay?
I don't have black hair. I'm brown.
Okay, then I do remember what you look like.
Should I shave my head again, or should I let it grow?
Well, you shaved your head once, right?
Well, since like last April.
Okay. You shaved it last April. Is that right?
Repeatedly, since last April.
How long does it take your hair to grow?
I don't know.
Well, how long is it now?
Well, now it's just like an ounce. I just shaved it not too long ago, but now it's growing in again.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you feel when you shave your head?
I don't know.
I mean, you walk around with a shaved head, do you feel good?
I like it that way.
Do you look better that way in your eyes?
No, I said I like it that way, but I don't know whether I should just, like, grow it and... I don't know. Because in between, it's horrible. Can't stand it. I have to wear a bandana every day.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. How long? What's the longest you've ever had it?
I don't know.
Do you think it's worth the time to make it grow long so that it looks a certain way? Or if you're very happy with it shaved, you should shave it.
I don't know. I just can't decide, and I just wind up keeping.
All right, look. Shave half of it. How's that?
It is. Well, like, it's shaved except for the front.
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
Well, this could be an important decision.
Why? It's only hair.
Yeah, but it's on your head.
So?
Well, your head could be a very important head. You know? Depending on who sees it.
Who cares?
And what the speaking part of it does.
Yeah, that matters, but who cares who sees it?
Well, this is what I say. Make your head look memorable.
What does that mean?
When people see your head, make sure they remember it. You asked me if I remember what you look like.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't remember what you look like if your head didn't look different. You know what I'm saying?
No, what does that mean?
If it looked exactly the same as someone else's head that I know, then I wouldn't remember it because it wouldn't be different. It wouldn't be unique.
Yeah.
So I think we should all strive in this life to make our heads look as unique as possible.
Yeah, but then people make fun of you.
So what? They only make fun of you because they're insecure. And they think you might be onto something that they'll never achieve. Don't be afraid of what other people say.
No, I'm not. I'm just pointing out the fact that how can I be paid every day? So, I mean, it doesn't affect me anymore. They can say what they want.
Uh-huh.
I'm just pointing out the fact that you're saying, like, people, like, if my hair wasn't like this, you wouldn't remember me and stuff. But people make fun of it. It's ridiculous.
Well, now you got it. It's all ridiculous. Listen, I'm going to move on to another call, but I want to know what you decide.
All right.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Be good.
You too.
632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, this is Frank.
This is who?
Frank.
Frank?
Hold on, son. You idiot. You're drilling my wall.
You sound like Andrew. Yes, I think you might be. Good evening.
Hey, I got to turn the radio up down.
Oh, boy, not again. Now you got feedback and you got a speakerphone.
I didn't get the feedback. This is the Japan basher from Central Iceland.
We know who it is.
Have I reached...
Wait, you've changed your name.
Have I reached the Oprah Winfrey Show?
No, this is not the next Oprah Winfrey Show. This is the current brain damage.
Oh, I have to, before this slips out of my mind, I have to...
Wouldn't be the first thing.
Something to that girl about the skateboards in the mall.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to have any fun in the malls.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Of course.
I remember... You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I remember years ago when I was in love with this girl. You know how you do crazy things when you're in love. I gave her a ride on my shoulders, and I got in a lot of trouble for that in the mall.
That's pretty scary, man. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, well, come on. You said dare to be different, didn't you?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a difference between different and just plain crazy.
What's the difference between carrying her on my shoulders or... on the beach or carrying her on my shoulders in the middle of the mall?
Because in a mall, you're supposed to act civilized, you know? You could have hit one of those, like, little mural things or whatever, those mobile things that float around in the malls that you're supposed to appreciate. Could have hit one of those, could have knocked it down, killed somebody.
Oh, I was young then.
Yeah, you didn't know any better. That's not an excuse.
But yeah, but too bad the youth has to be wasted on the young people.
You know, maybe it's a thing about carrying things that aren't merchandise. You
can't carry on. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs.
You can't carry skateboards. You can't carry people in malls.
Oh, but I had this question for you.
Wait a minute. Don't they sell the bloody skateboards in the malls to start with?
Ah, oh, come on. Everybody wants to put us in padded rooms and no dangers in life. I mean, we got to wear seatbelts. I mean... Here we go, back to the days of the Ministry of Truth if we go to the seatbelt law.
You know, I found one of those tapes before.
Holy shit, that was way back.
Yeah, it was a show from...
Those are the good old days.
Oh, boy, what year was that? That was 1984.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, you're probably the only person besides me that remembers that show.
I was engaged back then.
Were you?
Whatever happened to them days?
Whatever happened?
I wonder where she is these days.
I guess it didn't work out.
She's as far away as she could get.
Well, that's something.
I had this in question I wanted to ask you.
Okay, what's that?
You seem like you're so into, like, the USSR. and I had this weird request I wanted to make.
Okay.
So if you could do something about what I ask or get some information for me.
Oh, by the way, have you heard Albania's in the news a lot recently?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, have you heard that?
And watching the...
It's incredible.
McNeil Air News Hour.
What did they say there?
McNeil Air... Well, they had... Who was Gorbachev talking to there on the news there?
I don't know.
I like that leader. I don't really know that much about Mikhail Gorbachev. I don't... But I can tell you, he is something else, isn't he? I mean, he gets right in there with the people.
Oh, yeah. That's... You got a good point there, because... He was there in Lithuania talking to average people in the street. When's the last time you saw Bush do that? When someone asked Bush a question, they're hustled out of the room.
Yeah, he's up on a podium with bulletproof shields all around
him. It's really sick. What have we come to, you know?
I can't believe it. I love to see that.
I mean, if anybody faces a danger of assassination, it's Gorbachev in Lithuania, where they want to break away from the damn country.
I know what he's trying to say. Gorbachev knows what he's talking about. But then again, I'm not really educated enough to know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I think that what he's trying to say is, if you break away, your system of government and, you know, your economy, it's just going to be in shambles because you're not going to have any economy. I don't know. That's the way I see it. He knows what he's talking about. I think these people think that they're just going to change the system. And everything's going to fall into place, and it's not going to work that way. And he's trying to warn them, but I don't think that they're really listening to what he's trying to tell them.
Yeah, you know, there's such a thing as too much happening too quickly. And with all of these countries suddenly changing the way that they run themselves, maybe it's not the best time for something like this to happen as well.
I'm ignorant of the facts. I really don't know that much about it, so I can't. I don't have any authority to make any, you know. Statements about it, but I think that they have to, you know, an economy has to be put into place. It's not like the economies we have today evolved over time when you know, you had the, you know, just paper money and things. It just evolved and the population got used to it. They have no economy. If, you know, they got to, it's just what it looks like to me. They have to get a system of economy if they're going to break away.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but what I wanted to ask you was, if you don't have any information about what I'm going to ask you and you can get it, you can always put it in my mailbox at the chemistry department.
Or I could just broadcast it over the airwaves.
And I've been giving a lot of clothes to the Salvation Army. I was thinking of just mailing them to somebody in the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
And let them have it, because I hear that they're absolutely crazy about Western clothes. You know, they'd love to get, because I got some old pairs of jeans.
Well, why don't you mail it to Romania? I think they could use it more there.
Really?
Sure.
Well, do you have an address or something? You know, I mean, you're always talking about and making phone calls over there. Maybe you have some. If you don't have it now,
call the embassy in New York.
Mailbox in the chemistry. You know, to have that little.
All you have to do.
Like you have.
All you have to do is call 212 information and ask for the number for the embassy of whatever country you want to send this to.
Yeah.
And ask them. Call them during business hours and ask them where you send this stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be fun because this country seems so spoiled anyway. I just thought I'd do.
Seems we are spoiled. We're incredibly spoiled, and it gets me angry sometimes.
Well,
you know,
we're
going to lose out so much because these folks over there, they're so aware of what's going on and you know what freedom really is, and we don't really care as long as we get our MTV, you know, and our
MTV,
McDonald's and
you know,
all that.
It's funny you should
but
bring that
it's
up.
It's not going to last forever, you know. Something is going to change, and we're going to have to deal with it. So we have to, you know, stay alert and educated, and, you know, we have to care about this kind of thing.
I have a quick comment about MTV. MTV used to be really good when it first came out.
I know, it used to be.
Every time I turn it on, they're either talking about something or they have an advertisement. And another thing that sort of irks me, it's not real. I'm not making a racial statement by any means. But it started out as rock music. Then they went into like this rap and this Afro-American music. Now, I'm not against that. But the thing is, I don't understand, you know, that station did that. I don't know what.
Well, I think what you're saying is there's no diversity. And, you know, of course, I don't know of any classical music videos, but... Now, they're on a cable TV system that can get 60 channels. That's one thing I did when I was in Florida. I watched a lot of cable TV because my friend had cable TV.
They have it here.
And it's just amazing. You know, 60 channels and there's not a damn thing on TV to watch. All these shop-at-home channels and, you know, all this other crap. There should be things like, you know, a jazz station or, you know.
There is.
Why is there only one MTV? You know, why aren't there 50 of them?
There is a VH1. They show some.
They're owned by MTV. They're the same people.
It's
becoming increasingly hard to tell the difference.
Well, it's the same thing with commercial radio. Thank God for USB and the people that run it and the people that take their time, volunteer their time, because it's a wasteland out there. It's getting worse all the time.
I say thank God for our listeners, really. Because,
all right, you better move on to another call, because I just can't think of anything to say tonight.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're man enough to admit that.
All right, goodbye.
All right, we're going to take some more calls in just a little while. What I want to get to now is this, really, since we touched upon the Soviet Union, this is a New Year's greeting that was sent to us. Of course, it's past the New Year, but as you know, I haven't been here for a while, so I've been sort of saving this. It's an incredible broadcast from the studios of Radio Moscow. It's not the kind of thing you usually expect from them, but then again, all the things we've been hearing from Radio Moscow and from all the other Eastern Bloc countries are unusual these days. So this might be something you want to record on your cassette machines, too, because it is of historical interest, I think, with all the changes going on. And then after that's over, we will go right back to the phone call, 632-6901. And if you're currently online, I don't suggest you hang up, because we got a full switchboard and someone is going to jump in and take your place, and then you'll never get through. And you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Anyway, Radio Moscow.
From the studios of Radio Moscow, this is a special program to all our listeners in North America. With me at the microphone is
Carl Yegorov.
And I'm Nikolai Kornikov. And from our entire staff, the North American Service of Radio Moscow, we wish you all the best season's greetings.
And we want you to have a very happy and peaceful 1990 to all of you.
And speaking of a very peaceful 1990, why don't, Carl, how about putting it into music?
Try to get the people into the mood? Well,
yeah,
let's try,
it.
Nick.
Okay.
Okay, we're not professional singers.
Yeah, no, don't say that. Don't say
no,
that.
No, we ain't. Olga, our
music editor, is here at the piano. She's going to help us.
Okay? Olga, can we start the first song?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Well,
we got through that all right.
Well, that's what we usually start out our parties with when we get together. We also celebrate Christmas. And we have a lot of people here at Radio Moscow who have been abroad, lived abroad for a long time.
That's including us, too.
That's right. You come from New York?
Yes, I come from New York. That was a long, long time ago, back in 1943.
And how was it? How'd you get here, Nick?
Well,
that was
that's
during
a long,
the war years.
Yeah, that was during
well, make
the
it
war.
Short.
Well, to put it in two words, my mother and father were Russians. They were patriots. When the war started, they wanted me to help out in the Red Army, so they sent me over here. Pulled some strings, and I got here, and I fought with the Red Army right up to the end of the war.
And you were in the cavalry?
That's right, that's right.
And you have one of the Orders of Glory, which is a very high distinction. I know that.
Okay, thanks. By the way, I got into the cavalry because I was with horses all my life. My father, with two other Russians, they had a very good riding school in New York. It was called the Boots and Saddle School of Riding on East 91st Street in New York.
And how old were you then? You took part in that too?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was riding ever since I was a little kid. I mean, I began walking, riding, and swimming about the same time.
And that's why you got bold eggs.
And no, you come from Canada. Why don't you tell us how you got here?
Well, like you, Nick, my parents are of Russian origin, and they emigrated to Canada way back in 1927. What was partly, what was Poland at that time, now it's the Western Ukraine. I have a brother, and we were born and brought up in Canada, born in Winnipeg.
I'm sorry your brother couldn't be here today. He would have been a
he
nice
apologized.
Voice.
He couldn't. He couldn't make it. He also works at the radio.
And his name is George.
And, well, anyways, we, like I said, were born and brought up in Winnipeg. And then after that, we moved to the farm up in the north, the Bozeman River in Manitoba. And you remember one of the songs that we used to sing way back then?
You know, I never doubted that you'd get around to that old song.
Well, let's give it a crack.
Okay.
Oh, Mike O'Donnell had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here moo, there moo, everywhere moo-moo. Oh, Mike O'Donnell had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a bow-wow here and a bow-wow there, and a here bow there bow, everywhere bow-wow. Moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, here moo, there moo, everywhere moo-moo. Oh, Mike O'Donnell had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a chick, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick-chick here and a chick-chick there, and a here chick, there chick, everywhere chick-chick. A bow-wow here and a bow-wow there, bow, there bow, everywhere bow-wow. Moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, moo, there moo, everywhere moo-moo. Oh, McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Good evening, friends.
All right.
Down the whole line of animals that he
yeah,
had.
Yeah, thank God we didn't go through that whole line of animals. We'd be here till late at night, especially on your farm. You had a lot of animals on
your
farm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had horses, two horses. My father really liked them. One was called Baldy, the other one was Ned. And we had dogs and all the domestic animals,
well,
and poultry.
Carl, let's get back to the season that we're talking about. You know, we used to have some, I'm talking to the audience now, we used to have some great Christmas parties at Carl's place here in Moscow.
Yes, and at the old place.
I remember the first party we had, that was somewhere back in 1967 or 66, somewhere around there.
Quite some time ago.
And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, we were all...
We weren't feeling any pain.
We weren't feeling any pain, and we come out, and you lived right in the center of town.
Yeah, right.
Right opposite the Central Committee and the KGB headquarters.
In between them,
right there. In between them. And we came out to take a walk. It was very cold.
Very cold, about minus 25, minus 30
centigrade, yeah, somewhere around there. It was sort of a foggy
night. Well, we needed a breather anyway.
And how we did. And there's a big monument.
It still stands there.
It still stands there. And you and I, Carl, stood up on that monument on the pedestal,
and
we sang Holy Night, Silent Night.
Silent Night, yeah.
And from way down below somewhere, a squad car started crawling up gradually.
I remember that.
Went around us, took a look at us,
and
went away.
And we didn't do anything.
We didn't know. We
had a
great
time.
We had a terrific song. So let's try that once again, okay?
Young virgin mother.
20 years ago.
I love
it's
that
beautiful.
Music. It always takes me way, way back to my childhood. I remember.
Well, we do too.
All these Christmas songs, Jingle Bells, and then Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly, and all of
well,
them.
Well, everything, the whole list of Christmas
songs.
No,
we had a terrific time. At those Christmas parties, yours, you had a nice fireplace burning there.
I remember, you remember we had a fireplace. We wouldn't turn on the electric lights. Everything was just the candles and mistletoe. I remember we used to stand there and wait till the girls come in, and then they wouldn't know that the mistletoe.
No, nobody around here knew anything about mistletoe.
But we taught them.
We taught them. Whether we had some or whether we didn't have not any.
Well, we've been here at the radio. Nick, you've been here?
I've been here at the radio since 1951, 38 years in summer.
Well, I've been here a little bit less. I've been here since 59.
You haven't been back to Canada yet?
No, I haven't. But you have been to the States.
Yes, I went back and
could
I visited
New York. Could you recall in a couple of words?
Sure. I was back there last year in August, and regretfully I got there at the height of a fantastic heat wave. I you just couldn't walk around New York.
And what'd you do to get out of the
Well, mostly sat eating hamburgers in McDonald's.
Is that right?
No, but it was very hot, very hot. I mean, all the trains and everything, the air conditioned.
Did you notice any changes in those years that you haven't been there?
To say that I noticed changes is putting it mildly. Because
did you recognize
smell.
New York?
Oh no, New York! New York is New York. I love it. It's a vibrant, living city. But of course, the colors, the smells, the sounds, a lot was different. At first, I was a bit lost. Then I got onto it, and all right, I got around. I took the A train and everything else.
Yeah.
By the way, Carl, you've been doing hockey announcing here during the Izvestia tournament, haven't you?
Yes, I'm doing that right now at the time of this recording. We are now in the midst of the 23rd International Ice Hockey Tournament for the Izvestia Prize.
Okay, you asked for it. Who do you think is going to win?
There's still a lot of games to be played, I'll tell you quite honestly, the way the Soviets have 4 points, Canada has 3, Czechoslovakia has 3, but all the big games between them are coming. I'll stick my neck out.
Go ahead.
Team Canada number 1, USSR number 2, Czechoslovakia 3. But what I want to say is that the organizer of this tournament, Boris Fedosov, unexpectedly...
He's Izvestia sports...
Sports commentator. Okay. He's the one that organized the Snegovik, the whole tournament 23 years ago, and he passed away... at the end of October, and now a very good friend of ours in Winnipeg, Manitoba,
that's your hometown.
My hometown, Mr. George Smith, has made a trophy, a Boris Fedosov trophy, and his son is bringing it up to Moscow.
What is it, about a foot high?
It's 13 inches high. Made of stainless steel and nickel-plated on an oak base.
It's a figure of a snowman.
Yes, Snegovik, or the snowman. And it's going to go to the team, to the winning team. Every year. They keep it for a year, and then they bring it back for the next tournament. I think that this is a good gesture to honor the memory of Boris Fedosov.
You're being modest, Carl. That was your idea. And let's say a big thanks to George Smith and Winnipeg.
That's what I want to say, Nick. Mr. George Smith, if you're listening to this program, or anyone who is listening to this program and knows Mr. George Smith in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, a great big thank you from all ice hockey fans in the USSR for this very wonderful gesture, because we could feel that it's coming straight from the bottom of your heart, and this is what it's all about, the season's greetings. And
fine, Carl, how about, as long as it's season's greetings, let's go let's end the program, end this little talk of recollections with Auld Lang Syne.
Well, let's try it.
Days of Lang Syne.
a cup of kindness yet for all lang syne.
Once again, the very warmest season greetings from
to all our listeners,
to everybody in
North America,
Canada, and the United States.
From Carl Yegorov
and myself, Nikolai Kornikov. Thank you, Olga, for helping us at the piano.
Olga Fyodorova, our music editor. Thank you very much, love.
This is WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call, 632-6901.
That program was compiled at the studios of Radio Moscow.
And you heard it here on WUSB Stony Brook. What did you think of that? That was interesting, I think. Weird program, you know. Of all the programs I've ever gotten from Radio Moscow, that one is... That stands out, you know. They sent us this little poll not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and we filled it out and based our responses on the comments we've received from our listeners, and one of the things that we said to them was, guys, loosen up. You know, and they seem to have taken that advice, if not from us, from somebody. And it's good to see programs like that come out. Hopefully there'll be more. We want to hear your comments about that, though. Write to us, WUSB, State University at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And you also call us up and leave your comments and that kind of thing. 632-6901, we are taking phone calls, as this is a call-in program. The program is Brain Damage. We're on until midnight. Good evening. You're on.
You see?
Yeah.
You see?
Yo.
Thank you for being you.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say, I think.
In fact, I think about you all the time.
Well, that can be expected, I guess. I think about me all the time, too.
Solipsistic, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the point.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Go ahead.
We're just getting revved up, we are.
We are.
I was going to say, I bet the skirt wearers have already passed the point of legitimate comprehension, so I won't share creative ways to cop a buzz in a grocery store with them.
Uh-huh.
I thought we might do that.
Well, how about for all the other potential people out there?
Well, there's the old standby of the marigold seed.
Is there?
But they are, they're coating them with strange substances, so do be sure to soak them in olive oil or vinegar or something.
Something like that.
To get all the dreadful things that they soak them in dyes. So you do, it's organically pure as long as it's just the seed, but don't eat the dye.
Okay.
See, you're a well-traveled young man, you are. You've just been down in Florida.
Yeah.
Went to Europe.
Yeah, I was over there.
For the summer. And yet you never talk about what you do for money.
I went to Philadelphia, too.
You were in Philadelphia?
Yeah. I'd pick up hitchhikers for money. There's a lot of money in that. I pick up hitchhikers and I say, if you want to be let off when the car stops, or if you want to be let off when the car is still moving, there's a fee to be let off when the car stops. And I make quite a bit that way.
So in other words, you have so little respect for me that since this question was asked expecting a bit of seriousness, I mean, do you live off a trust fund? I was hoping you never talk about your job. Are you living a life of quiet desperation?
Now, how many people on WUSB spend time talking about their jobs on the air, huh?
Does Jim Ross talk about his job? Does Steve Kreitzer talk about his job?
Baker talks about
his
job.
Does Lister, the king, talk about his job?
He's a cab driver.
He is not a cab driver. That's a nasty rumor that's been floating around for years. I just want to put an end to it now. Lister is not a cab driver. Never has been, never will. He was in a cab once. Yes, he was in a cab, but he was not driving.
Oh, good Lord. Then there's the
wedding. In a driving rainstorm. Maybe that had something to do with it. But no, he wasn't driving.
Let's get back to those skirt wears.
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, I think that big Jim Doom says you wear a skirt. You wear a skirt over his mouth. He's got a big mouth.
Well, I guess what happens is when you wear a skirt, you're never the same person again. You know, from that point on, you're different in some way. You've experienced something new.
So you go into the grocery store, and
right.
You go to the... I think it's actually in the dairy section, usually, although, believe me, there's no dairy products in this particular substance. But you go to the cans of Ready Whip,
yeah.
And you squirt up all the air in the cans of Ready Whip until the queen comes out. You get a good jolt of nitrous oxide in each sort of can
of
Ready Whip before the queen comes out. So go in there and do it for about 20, 25 cans at once. I mean, even if you get caught,
step over the bodies,
you'll be laughing
in that
so
second.
Hard you won't even care.
Yeah, we'll see if that catches on, won't we?
Oh, to the FCC, the members of WUSB, of course, do not indulge in engaging in, or do not endorse indulging in illegal activities.
We know what you're, we know what you're trying to say, and we sort of appreciate it. 632-6901. At least his accent's getting better. Good evening.
Hi, Eric. Bill Fox.
Bill, the Bill Fox.
The Bill Fox. How
William
are you?
Fox. How are you? I'm fine. Where are you this cheery night?
I'm in North Babylon at my job.
Ah, well, then there are some USB people that talk about their jobs in the air, aren't there?
Oh, it's like, is this ending up to be tonight's topic? Whether you just...
Well, I don't know. This last caller seemed to want it to be.
Well, see, I wasn't actually listening to the show. I'm at work, and a question came up, and I wanted to find out, and I'll can explain the question to you later. But basically, to make a long story short, is Stony Brook holding classes on Monday?
that's your question, huh?
My question.
Well, I don't think so, because intercession isn't over until at least another week, as far as I know.
Having the directory of the calendar of...
There's no calendar around here. This is, we don't come equipped with that kind of information.
So what's the topic for tonight's show, anyway?
I'll bet I can find out. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get a handy-dandy little number here. I'll bet this will tell me something.
Hello, this is the information desk in the student union.
Hello.
No one can take your call right now, however, here are some numbers.
Okay.
If this is an emergency, call the Department of Public Safety by dialing 333 from any campus phone.
No problem.
To call Walk Service, call 632-6337. To find out about campus events, call the Voice of Student Activities at 632-6821.
6821. Thank you so much. Just call that one.
Hi, thanks for calling the Voice of Student Activities.
You're welcome.
Since it's intercession, there's really not much going on right now, but just to let you know, classes begin on the 29th of January, so when we come back, you can call the Voice and get a whole new message. Until then, have a great break.
Well, I guess that beep means I'm supposed to talk, but I'm not going to say anything. Bill,
yeah.
We're back. We called the Voice of Student Activities, and they said classes begin on the 29th.
That's right. That hasn't begun yet.
Yeah, so
how about that?
We actually were able to find something out.
Hmm?
I feel like I accomplished something tonight.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
Occasionally we go out on these fact-finding missions, and we come back with an answer.
What's your topic for tonight?
Well, that's a good question. We've got this house full of people in Setauket that's wearing skirts and they're males. We got them. We've got people talking about Panama. And, we just played a Radio Moscow tape where they seem to have lost their senses completely.
Oh, really?
Talking about going to Florida and the cold weather and shaving heads. You name it.
Okay, this is Lou.
Lou?
In North Babylon, originally of Rocky Point. Which is in our listening area.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on.
Lou.
Huh?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. This is 90.1?
This is 90.1, yes.
Station at
plays Turmoil every Wednesday.
That's the one. Yes, you've got it. Now, you listen to Turmoil, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like that.
It's a good show. It's a popular show.
Surge after that.
Sorry?
Power Surge after that.
Power Surge, yeah. What else do you listen to on this station? Anything?
Not really.
Well, it's too bad you don't listen to Brain Damage, because then you'd be able to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're on it right now.
I know that.
Yeah. So, all your friends listen to this station?
I'm not sure. I think that they really listen to just tapes.
Yeah.
Because it's just far away.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have anything to say to the people of Long Island who are listening?
I don't know. What's playing right now?
There's nothing playing. We're talking. You're on the air. We're talking back and forth.
Talking about what style of music?
Oh, what? There's no music on. It's a talk show.
Yeah, but,
all right. Yeah. I mean, I was playing a Negative Land record, but that's not really the kind of music I was playing the whole time.
I don't know what to say. I've never been on.
Well, then you know how I feel. It's, you just banter on for a little bit and you get used to it.
I don't want to talk to you about that.
Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Talking about radio.
Why'd you put that poor person through that?
What?
Like, throw a phone at somebody and say, hey, talk on the air, you know? It's like
that was
traumatic experience for most people.
Hmm. Well, it's the first time for everything, Eric.
That's how I got started.
Yes, this is true. But to hear about that thing, I saw this. They've got MTV here, and I was watching a news report. It was about this record store owner down in, Sleazeball, Pennsylvania or something, that got arrested for selling a Public Enemy record.
Got arrested for selling a Public Enemy record?
Yeah.
How can you get arrested for selling a Public Enemy record unless you're selling it at gunpoint?
Safran was distribution of harmful material to minors.
Say what?
Distribution of harmful material to minors.
Says who?
Says whoever, whatever municipality was in Pennsylvania.
Well, I want to know more about this.
Yeah, I have to look some of the stuff up. And,
yeah, do that and get it to me, because
that's a whole different show topic there.
That's bloody censorship is what that is.
Quite definitely.
That's something we have to look into. But if anyone knows something about that, give us a call.
Okay.
I don't know if we have the new Public Enemy song here.
Oh, yeah, we've got Public Enemy. Rod can pull that's our music director for all you listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
Can pull one out for you in about, like 3.5 seconds flat.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, the record library's right here. I can just pull it out myself. I'm pretty adept at that, too.
Well, it's probably the record that's in question is probably under new releases.
Yeah, that's the one I want to hear from. I don't know, maybe I'll play that, and maybe I'll get arrested for playing indecent material for youngsters.
Yeah, that'll lose your license.
There's nothing indecent about that song at all.
I don't know. I haven't
some people say it's racist, but that doesn't make it indecent, you know, and that's open to interpretation anyway.
Well, listen, you've got phones ringing off the hook.
Yes, off the hook.
I'll actually tune you in, or at least try to. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Is there any kind of message you want to convey to the people at USB or the people listening?
Right. And thanks for that information.
I guess
by
not.
The way.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thanks for calling.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
632-6901. We do have open lines. I can say that now. We have open lines. 632-6901. Area code 516. Good evening.
Hi, it's Christina again.
Hey, Christina. How are you?
I just wanted to say that, well, the guy said commercial radio is so horrible and things.
Uh-huh.
There's USB. And it's just that... I love it. And Turmoil Damage make it...
Okay, well, how do we change that? How do we get more people to know about us?
Everyone who listens, tell everyone else. And if you can, I just wrote an article about it for a newspaper.
What paper? School paper?
Yeah.
Great.
And mention your show a lot.
Oh, great. Well, that's, I don't know if I'll live that down, but that's the kind of thing you got to do, grassroots spreading of words and things.
Everyone, tell everyone about it.
Yeah. And come the end of the month, hopefully our transmitter will be up by then on U1, and we'll have a better sounding signal, and we're going to work on even more things. We'll be announcing that as it comes along. So, yeah, get everybody excited about this stuff because, you know, it's a great place.
And there's a lot of good shows, but Turmoil and Brain Damage just does it. If anything else, can be good, but makes up for everything. The classical.
Well, you know, there's different days where I'm in the mood for something completely different, you know, like blues, reggae, classical, there's all different things. And if something hits you on the right day, it's like, you know, it's like amazing, incredible. There's no words to describe it.
Yeah, well, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling again. And hopefully more people will call. I think we're putting people to sleep here. I hope not. You want to give out the phone number?
632-6901.
All right, and tell people to call.
Who?
I don't know. Tell the anonymous people out there to call.
Anonymous people, call.
Good. Okay, now I know we'll get some calls.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yes, that was the number, 632-6901. Already the switchboards are lighting up. Christina's got the magic touch. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How'd you do that? That was an incredible change of voice there.
I'm good at that.
Okay, well.
Back to the mall question.
Yeah.
You know, my friend was down at the mall today.
Wow, and he got back alive, eh?
Yeah, he made it back.
Ooh.
But we put it, well, not me, but he put a sticker on someone's back, you know, the things that you put on the back of the security.
Wait a minute, the things that you put on the back of security people?
You know, the security things, security tags that they put on the tape cases.
You mean the things that set off the alarms when you walk out of the stores with them?
Yeah, he put it on someone's back.
Oh, wait, I didn't know they were sticky.
They are pretty sticky.
So, what happened?
Well, nothing much. His friend noticed, and he took it off.
Oh, okay.
It just proves how easy it is to steal tapes and stuff.
Yeah, but it's more fun to stick things on people that haven't shoplifted anything and have them get accosted by the police when they try to leave the store.
Well, it is kind of easy.
Actually, what a scam. What a great scam. You do that, right? And then you say to the person, hey, I'm a witness. You know, share some of the profits with me, and we'll sue these people. And then you sue the people, and you make easily $100,000, you know?
That's a good idea. Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Okay, let's keep that quiet. You didn't hear that here, but that's...
But
yeah,
we'll get back to each other on that, right?
Yeah, give me a call after the show. We'll work out terms.
Also, back to the skater thing.
Uh-huh.
About skating up at the banks.
Yeah.
I got a skater here, and, you know, he wants to talk to you about it.
Okay.
I think he even wears skirts.
Yeah.
That's what we need to see more of, skirt-wearing skaters.
Yeah, I'm talking about the skates. That girl didn't know too much, but I go skating Storybook all the time. I live in St. James, you know, and it's like, we go skating there. You know what's good, cool skating there? The Javits Center with the banks and stuff.
Yeah, the Luxury Center. Yeah, I've climbed that building a couple of times. It's good for mountaineers as well.
Yeah, it's just like we're there to have a fun time, you know, because it has good obstacles and stuff, you know, we're just having fun.
So, now, this doesn't just hold true to Stony Brook. I imagine you guys get hassled no matter where you go, right?
Yeah. I moved to California, and I got the same thing there.
What do people confront you with? What are the reasons they hassle you?
Oh, I had to go to court because of it, and they said that I got a ticket for it, and I denied it, you know, like, I mean, I didn't deny skating, but I you know, objected to me getting a ticket, paying $20 for it, because they said that it's danger to traffic, it's obstructing traffic. And I said, why do bicycles go down the road and skateboarders can't, you know? And they say, well, it's different. You're considered a pedestrian when you have a skateboard. And they say it's so dangerous because it's something they can't accept, they're not used to and stuff, you know? And it's like, you know, there's a lot of kids that like to skate, you know, but there's some kids that are skaters and they just like to cause trouble. I mean, they try to cause trouble and stuff, you know, try to cause trouble.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's kind of like very similar to anything that's different, you know? You got to fight a little bit to get accepted, and then once you're accepted, it's like, you know, we can't, you know, nobody can believe that it was never accepted in the first place.
Yeah, but who wants to be accepted? I don't. I mean, I just want to have fun, you know?
Well, I mean, you don't want to be hassled, right?
Huh?
So you don't want to be hassled every time you try to have fun, right?
Yeah, I don't want to be hassled. I just want
to
have fun.
To that degree, you have to be accepted, you know, and not hassled.
Yeah, I wish everything could be accepted, though, you know? It's like, you know, it's just like bicycles are accepted, why can't skaters, you know? It's just like, you know, it's just like, oh, you're considered a skater, you know, one of these rebel skaters, just because you like to skate, you know. It's just like, because this is the thing now, you know, a lot of people skate and stuff. It's a big, you know, it's the trend or whatever now, and they like to, the cops don't want to have it, you know.
Well, what do you think will make things change? I have my ideas of what will make things change, but I want to hear what your ideas are.
What will make things change?
Yeah, to your favor.
My favor? That they make laws the same for bicyclers and other pedestrians as well, you know, as the same as, I mean, just because it's something new, I think it should, they, you know, they have these all new laws for skating now. It's because some kids that skate, they're like, fuck you, cops, and, oops. But they say, you know.
Okay. Let me just ask you one question, okay?
I'm just telling the truth, though. I mean, this
yeah,
is what
I
happens.
I understand that. Now, what do you think will actually make something change?
Well, either skating's going to die out,
uh-huh.
which it already is, and which is cool. You know, you don't have as many kids going around causing trouble. I mean, the kids that really want to skate, you know, it's not such a big deal, you know, a big problem.
Right.
You know, and cops will lay off them because it's not so big, you know. Well, some skaters are disrespectful. I mean, they damage property. I mean, I know what it's like. You know, you go do grinds on benches and stuff, and you chip off the benches and stuff. And you just got to watch it. You got to have respect for the property around you and stuff. But still, you know, you can have fun and have respect at the same time, you know. It's just like you got to explain that to the cops, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, don't you think so? I mean.
Yeah, I think so, too. But my personal way of doing this would be to completely overwhelm everybody with skaters. So that there's just no way they can harass everybody, and eventually they just have to accept it as a fact of life, which is what it is.
Yeah, I know, but then, you know, kids, like, force it in the cops' faces, you know, they'll, like, ride on cop cars and stuff. I've seen it done. I've seen them jump
well,
on.
Yeah, there's a fine line you don't want to cross, and, you know, that's, I think you know what that is. So, as long as you, you know, behave and respect people's property, there's really no problem.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's just, you gotta explain that. You gotta, when the cops come around, you know, you just gotta, hey, you gotta explain, you gotta be truthful and express yourself, you know, express yourself. You can't just like say, well, yeah, 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 you know, you gotta tell them what you feel. A lot of kids are scared too, you know.
Yeah, I know. And it's scary, you know, to talk to a guy with a gun and try to express yourself. But, sometimes you gotta do it. That's what people all over the world have to do. Let me just ask you one final question. Is there any one place where you guys can go but you're not harassed?
Yeah, well, there's skate parks, but it's expensive, you know?
Money.
Skate parks?
Yeah, there's a skate park in Essex County.
Belmore.
And they charge money for you to skate.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Well, well, you know why they do? Because the insurance is so high. They're responsible for you, you know? And kids get hurt, you know? These ramps around, they get hurt, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's just, that's the way, you know, life is. That's the way, you know, we have to do it, you know? I mean, yeah, it's like you're going to get, if you open a skate park, you get guaranteed to have kids getting hurt. You know,
yeah.
They gotta pay the they have a high insurance. You know, and it's just like it's kind of like if you want to skate there, you gotta pay the money and accept it because they couldn't have a skate park without a lot of money. I mean, you know, without insurance.
Right.
And that's why there was a lot of skate parks in California, and now they don't have them as much because of the insurance. Because kids go there and they don't know what they're doing, and they get hurt. They break, you know, arms and shit. You know.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling. Good evening.
Yeah. Hello, Eric?
Go ahead.
Hi, Eric. It's no offense, but I think you're a total loser. And I want to tell you why.
No offense taken. Good evening.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Fred. I've never called before.
Never called before, huh?
I've been listening to your show for about a year.
Wow. That's quite an accomplishment. how do you feel? Are you running a temperature?
No, I'm fine. I'm a college student, but I guess that makes me kind of crazy. But
you're a college student here at Stony Brook or somewhere else?
No, Cornell, upstate.
Uh-huh.
I miss your show when I'm upstate. I don't have anything half as good as this show.
Well, that's sad to think of that. But what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've been listening to this show. I hate malls, too. I really hate malls.
What do you hate about malls?
Like, I don't know. It's just all these people buying these different material things that are really useless and drives me crazy. I hear these conversations up at school. We have like three beautiful state parks all near us, which I've been to. And I hear these other people talking about, oh yeah, I've been to all the malls. And it's kind of, just bothers me about kind of the values that society does.
It's like climbing all the mountains or something.
Yeah, I've been to all the malls.
What's, when's the last time you climbed, went to a mall?
I went to the mall just before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Shopping.
Wow.
Going 6 months. I was really proud of that.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't go to a mall until after Christmas. I sort of avoided it this year. I don't know. If you don't take them seriously, I guess they can be kind of fun. But too many people take it too seriously.
Yeah, definitely. Before Christmas.
I mean, yeah, I go through a mall, and I can't believe how many... I guess I shouldn't say this because people's whole lives are devoted to it, but how many completely meaningless stores there are, you know? It's like, who cares about, you know, it's like a corduroy shop or, you know, a leather shop or, you know, a store that sells nothing but baskets. I mean, yeah, big deal, but I don't know. This doesn't do anything for me, you know? In fact, I can't figure this out. This always bothers me. In the Smith Haven Mall, there's two shoe stores that are the same shoe store.
Yeah, I know. That's where I was at, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, only a few feet away from each other. They're the same store, two of them. Now, I don't see huge crowds of people in either one, so what is the reason for that? I just can never figure that out. Little things like that really get to me, you know?
Yeah.
That makes me angry. I want to start hurting people. And that's when I figure it's time to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just seen an interesting thing, though.
What's that?
I saw this guy demonstrating Ginsu knives. I thought it was like one of those fake TV things. But it was like, he was like really doing it right there, live.
Right. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, slicing tomatoes and everything.
Slicing what?
Slicing the tomatoes and everything.
Oh.
Right there.
That's right there in the mall, huh?
Right there in the mall, live.
Boy.
I thought it was fake all those years.
Well, how many malls are there in Long Island now?
I hesitate to even think.
Yeah, well, you know, there's all those strip shopping centers, too, which get me upset.
Yeah.
They just keep building everywhere. It's like, hey, what's that, a tree? No, let's make it a shopping center instead.
Hear about that lawsuit the Pine Barren Society filed?
Where was this, for what part of land is this?
It's for Brookhaven Town.
Uh-huh. I think I do, but why don't you give us more details if you know one?
They filed a big lawsuit in the state court using a part of a state law, which the state law says whenever you develop something like the Pine Barrens, for example, you have to look at it as a system, as a whole. And the way they're looking at it now is like they look at each individual piece of property. And if you keep doing that, you're going to use up all the property and the whole thing's going to be gone before you realize what happened.
Uh-huh.
So they filed a suit to make them address the issue as a whole system.
Good for them.
I hope they win.
I hope so, too. Though the way the county legislature has moved, I'm afraid now, you know.
But the courts, this is going to be through the courts, so I think they have more of a chance that way.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. But, you know, popular support can't hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm a natural resources major. So.
Really? What's that like?
What?
What's that like?
I'm only a freshman this year, so I haven't really gotten into it too far. But I really enjoyed my intro course. It can be depressing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it certainly can, especially the way things keep deteriorating and no one seems to really care.
Yeah.
It's going to reach the point where everybody suddenly starts caring and it's going to be too late.
That's my worst fear.
Yeah. That makes a good science fiction story, but sooner or later it won't be science fiction anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go now.
Okay, now we've depressed everybody.
I guess I'll be doing that as a career someday.
Okay, well, when do you start back at Cornell?
Actually, I'm leaving on Monday.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully I'll catch you when I'm home for Easter.
Okay, well, hopefully I'll be doing a show on Easter break. I think that's when we're doing our marathon or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so you'll hear all kinds of weird programming that week.
I tell people at Cornell about Stony Brook. You can tell Christina that.
Yeah, what's that again?
I tell people at Cornell about Stony Brook.
Uh-huh.
I tell them that it's amazing we got up there, so I'm spreading the word.
Yeah, Stony Brook's a cool place.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, have fun up there.
Yep, bye.
Okay. 632-6901. We've only got about 12 minutes left. Boy, time went pretty fast. Let's take a very, very quick look at the news of the world, see what's going on around here. Let's see what we have here. For the first time, oh, this is interesting, a high-ranking military officer in El Salvador has been arrested in connection with a human rights abuse case. What human rights abuse was that? That was the murder of six Jesuit priests and two other people. Their rights were slightly abused. This guy is a colonel, and let's see. The officer is a colonel. He's one of eight military men whose arrests were announced today by President Cristiani of El Salvador, and they were all detained in connection with the massacre last November. Well, Soviet President Gorbachev wrapped up his visit to the Baltic Republic of Lithuania today, but not without dropping a political bombshell. I don't know what this is, so I'm finding out along with you. Gorbachev told Lithuanian communists he no longer objects to a multi-party political system. However, that wasn't good enough for Lithuanians who have opted to break relations with the National Communist Party. Gorbachev went to Lithuania to plead for unity. Now, I'd sure like to see Bush make one concession, you know, on his position similar to that, you know? Like, hey, you're right. Let's stop, you know, fighting Nicaragua. You know? We were wrong. We're going to stop doing it. Anything like, I mean, he must be wrong about something, right? You know? Maybe invading Panama wasn't a good idea. Maybe all these warships off Colombia, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe all the corruption isn't a good idea. I don't know. There's got to be something, though. I just would like to see some concession somewhere. Anyway, the Soviet news agency TASS is reporting more violence in the Republic of Azerbaijan. The report indicates there were deaths, but it doesn't say how many. Azerbaijan has been the scene of ethnic clashes over a mostly Armenian enclave. And Pope John Paul is praising the sweeping changes taking place in Eastern Europe while accusing Western democracies of abusing their freedom. This is the Pope. The Pope's comments came in an address to the diplomats accredited to the Holy See. The pontiff hailed several Eastern Bloc countries for their pilgrimage toward liberty, but he criticized Western democracies for embracing hedonism, racism, and materialism. I'm sure we weren't excluded from that. Four men suspected of belonging to the IRA, Irish Republican Army, are scheduled to face arraignment Tuesday in West Elm Beach, Florida. West Elm Beach, where's that? That's an interesting place. I must have missed that when I was down there. The suspects, three of them Irish, one a Canadian citizen, are being held without bond. Is that legal to be a member of the IRA if you're a Canadian? Wow, I guess you have to fill out some extra forms, but I guess you can probably do it. Anyway, they're accused of trying to buy a Stinger missile in an undercover sting operation. I guess it's appropriate enough that they bought it trying to buy a Stinger then. Police in Northern Ireland say soldiers in plain clothes today shot and killed three men who were allegedly holding up a betting shop in West Belfast. Police later said the alleged robbers were using phony guns. Sinn Féin, the political wing of the IRA, denies that any of the dead were IRA members, but accuses the soldiers of cold-blooded murder. Authorities in Chile say they found the wreckage of a police plane missing since Wednesday in the Andes Mountains. All five passengers aboard were killed, including two officials from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The officials were in Chile to check security procedures in the export of fruit to the United States. What a way to go out. Real estate magnate Donald Trump says he and his partners will tear down the landmark Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles for no good reason whatsoever. Well, not actually, to make way for a major office, hotel, and residence complex. You make up your mind. The Ambassador was the hotel where Senator Robert Kennedy was assassinated in 1968. There had been calls to preserve the hotel or to build a new high school on the hotel site. Well, so much for that. When Trump talks, nobody listens, but they do what he says anyway. It's 11:52, 8 minutes to go, 632-6901. Let's see if we can squeeze a few more in. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Now, with Christina?
Yeah?
You went to look for John Soto with her?
Went to look for what?
John Soto?
No. We were looking for a soda.
Oh, I think you meant John Soto.
No, you see, the whole campus was closed, and there was no place to get a simple soda, you know, a can of soda, and it became the most unattainable thing in the world, and that just made us want it all the more.
Okay. Hi, I want to say something about Christina.
How do you do that with your voice?
What? Oh. No, this is someone else now.
Oh, you scare me.
I go to her school, and I know her.
Okay.
See how she talks to walls and stuff?
Uh-huh.
She's nice. I mean, if she talked to me, I'd talk to her and stuff. She's real nice, and you know, these are the people with the skirts again.
Uh-huh.
Us.
Oh, you're the people with the skirts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were saying how, you know, she should have came over here.
Yeah.
She could have come over here.
Well, does she know who you folks are?
Yeah, she knows Angie.
Then be on your way, Christina. I mean, it's a hopping time tonight, right?
Yeah. She could have come over and worn skirts with us.
You guys ever make it to the supermarket?
What?
You guys ever make it to the supermarket?
Oh, we couldn't.
Oh, why can't you?
What?
Can't or won't?
Can't.
Oh. Well?
We're having too much fun at the home.
Having too much fun, huh?
Yeah.
It's too cold outside, in other words.
No, I love the cold.
Yeah? You do?
Uh-huh.
Wow. You're one of the few people I know that's ever said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me cold-blooded.
How cold do you like it?
Very cold.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're talking minus zero wind chill factor and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. That's my kind of talking.
All right. All right, hold on.
We're all in the bed now, though.
You're all in the bed now?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like a whole bunch, but, you know, not that bad.
Not that bad?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, as long as the bed can support all of you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
She didn't think of it.
Well, it'd be a shame if it collapsed now, wouldn't it?
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, especially if it's a waterbed.
Yeah. I don't know. So, hold on a second. You know John Soto?
I don't know. Why would I?
I don't know. He's a cool cat.
A cool cat?
Yeah.
Then I must know him.
He skated for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, he hangs out with the guys in the scaffolds.
He skated for a while, then what happened to him?
No, he still does.
Oh.
He's old. He's 23, and he still skates. He's been skating for so long.
Wow.
For like 10 years.
Well, sometimes you just can't get it out of your system, you know?
Yeah, and if you see Rob Owen, just tell him to go home, you know?
Why?
Because, I don't know, he's having problems.
Problems? Problems skating?
No. I don't know.
Well, I think this might be getting entirely too personal, don't you?
Not really.
Talking about people's problems over the air without their consent?
Wait, can I just say something?
Okay.
Our friend, he's like out somewhere on Long Island lost. He was kicked, his uncle like kicked him out of the car while they were driving.
Kicked him out of the car?
Yeah, they were driving and he like, he left the car. He like made his uncle pull over because they were fighting and he left. And we're just all really worried about him.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Rob Owen.
And when's the last time you saw him?
Well, the last time we saw him, we don't know when. I don't know when we've all seen him like different times in the past, but today he left.
Well, that's only one day. I wouldn't worry too much.
But he's not a very like.
He could be wearing a skirt.
He's not very stable.
Uh huh. Well, apart from all that, if anybody knows where he is or if he's listening, I'm sure he'll call his friends to let them know he's okay.
All right, that's cool.
I mean, that's pretty much all we can say, I guess, at this point.
No, there isn't.
Well, just tell everyone to go to Voivod and Soundgarden.
Yeah, sure. Well, we'll look for folks like you.
Yeah, and just see if we're wearing skirts.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling, and God bless you.
And we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, do that.
All right?
You do that. I want to know what's going on. It sounds interesting.
All right, it'd be cool.
All right.
All right, see you later.
Be good, bye.
Bye.
Good evening.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
On real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, am I on now?
You're on right now.
Hey, big problem with the mall these days?
What's the problem?
Yeah, it's the mall rats.
The mall what?
Mall rats, that's what we call them. I'm from the Mideast, so we call them mall rats. You know, the chicks that cheese their hair up, you know?
Uh-huh.
With all the freaking goo in it, you know, and they go around smoking cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
The sleazy-looking boyfriends with long hair, Iron Maiden t-shirts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, that's just ruin it. They're not there to buy anything.
What are they?
All they do is walk around, chain smoke, try to get laid if they can. And all they do is just get in people's way. And that's the biggest thing that annoys people.
Okay, now you got it. People who get in people's way. People who walk so damn slow that you have to literally push them out of the way. It's like, what are they thinking? What are they doing, you know? They're the same people that you get stuck behind red lights.
Yeah,
their whole life is like slow.
In like the middle of the aisle. And they just crowd. And they talk. And they talk senseless. And like they scrape spandex enormities.
There ought to be a law.
They get the spandex on. They are pulled up to their ankles. They don't even bother to shave their freaking legs. I mean, these girls are nasty.
Nasty.
I mean, I could go up with my fingernails and write my name in their face. These chicks are nasty. And, I mean, that is what ruins the Long Island malls.
Well, I don't think it takes much to ruin the Long Island malls. I think once they were built, they were pretty much ruined. But,
Why do you guys need so many? I mean, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, we don't need any. Didn't you say you're from the Mideast? You meant the Midwest, didn't you?
I don't know. I'm out of my mind. I'm half drunk. But, hey, I'm from Chicago. And, I mean, what do you guys even need a mall for? So many malls. I mean, I can't understand how so many people can go and waste their time at these damn malls and not do anything.
Okay, you've made your point. And I think the message is clear, folks. Tear down the malls. That's right, as Pink Floyd once said, I think. Anyway.
And you've been telling us
That's
need to be shorter.
Yeah, that's the show for tonight.
One vital channel of communication is the single voice that can speak for it all.
We're going to close out with another piece from the Magnificent Negative Land record, which I'm now desecrating by talking over. I want to thank all the people that called in. Sorry to those we didn't get to, but that's just the way it goes. Life is like that sometimes. Keep listening. WUSB in Stony Brook, Brain Damage, Eric Corley will be back next week. All that kind of thing. Be good, have fun, and above all else, be true to your cat. Right. 11:59, and it's about to be a Sunday. Good night.
Increase identity with vehicles that will increase flow. That's the idea. IDs that hit hard and hit running. Shotgun intros and accents on each letter of your call. IDs to increase flow out of stop sets. We call the series the Propellants.
New sugar-free Dr. Pepper. It tastes as good as regular Dr. Pepper.
With the Propellant insert cuts, your personalities are tied to your call letters. Notice how the orchestra accents the call letters to drive home your logo.
How often should jingles be played?
Cut the 11.
WUSB, Stony Brook.
Face back. A top 40 station's average listening span is lucky to be only 11 minutes.
Pathetic.
You must identify yourself within your audience listening span. You also need enough musical identification to avoid predictability.
Now, something different. Cut 8.
Flow activation. That is the energy flow constant between elements. Whether or not those elements complement one another, the chemistry will be considered.
The series also includes up to 9 DJ shouts.
Jay West.
Plus over 30 special electronic components for use in contests, production, and as personal identifiers for each DJ.
Dick Barnes' Moribund Music of the 70s. Please come along with Dick as he officially offers you this last chance excursion into yesteryear. For soon, the path will be overgrown and lost forever. From January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979. We've got your moribund music.
I still say Dick Barnes is a prostitute.
Powerful identification and increased flow. All tempos are covered, fast, moderate, and slow.
And your mobile lines are handled with a propellant insert cut.
This is Joe Simon for Colt Insert Cut.
W on the go, BFL.
Today and tomorrow only.
The insert cuts also enable you to handle the cold start transition smoothly.
Today and tomorrow only.
Help fighting with the honeycomb. This is one ad.
Today and tomorrow only. Top selling stereo LP sale price.